Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Amy, I think I have a good plan for this podcast.
What's that?
If you and I just talk over each other the entire time, I think it would be pretty similar to what we watched last night.
I was going to say, I couldn't even take notes. I didn't know what they were saying.
It was a lot. As a very delicate, sensitive Libra, I did not like all of the yelling and conflict.
No, you want to welcome people, teach them how to love and kindness up in Canada, right?
Oh, we'll get there. We will get there.
What if we just spent the whole podcast time devoted to the exciting announcement about who the Bachelorette is?
You know what? I'm fine with that. If we could talk about that and the excellent podcast we did last week that should be dropping around the same time that this drops tomorrow, like, I'm happy.
Yeah. So, we are guests on another podcast. Is that dropping soon?
I believe today is Tuesday in our world. When people are listening to this, it'll be Wednesday in their world. And I believe it's dropping Wednesday. So we were on the Hallmarkies podcast where we talked about the made-for-TV movie. What's it called? Reality of Love?
Reality of Love or I Want to Marry Ryan Banks. It has two titles.
Yeah, so it's very Bachelor-esque. We had a lot of fun. Thank you to Rachel and Amber for inviting us on the podcast. And I'm excited for you guys to listen to it and let us know what you think.
Yeah, very fun. And it was announced on Good Morning America this week who the new Bachelorette is. This was not on anybody's radar. Claire Crawley.
Yeah, Claire Crawley. I'd kind of seen this come across my desk a couple times in the last week. And
As a rumor.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to believe it until I saw it because it was... You know, I didn't want to get my hopes up. I was excited about this. I'm still very excited about this. I wrote a blog post about it over on strongtakes.ca. My preliminary thoughts about it. I'm really stoked about this choice. I think it's an excellent one. I think we both kind of agreed that it didn't really feel like they could go to this crop of women to find their next Bachelorette.
Yeah, well, it seemed like they weren't into Kelly. They didn't invite her to the Women Tell All. So she was maybe a logical candidate from our perspective. And yeah, we had talked about it would be cool if they would go like outside of the box. But outside the box, we were just thinking like Tayshia or something.
Or like Tia or something.
Past season. And there were rumors that they were considering them and that they were considering Kelsey. So I just assumed like, well, maybe they would go with somebody from a season or two back. But would never... Somebody that was from a season that we didn't even cover. That's how old it is.
This predates us.
Yeah.
we've been doing this a very long time.
Yeah. And she was on season 18, Juan Pablo's season. But we've seen her since then, most recently on Winter Games. She did, was it two stints in Paradise?
I think so.
Yeah, and had a failed engagement, but one that we were kind of rooting for with Benoit.
We are big fans of that.
She's been through a lot, including Juan Pablo. So
yeah, so, you know, for those who are more recent additions to Bachelor Nation, Claire did have a pretty interesting storyline on her season. I feel like she was almost portrayed to be the villain, but she really wasn't. She just showed her interest in Juan Pablo early on. He showed his interest in her. He dicked her around a lot, and he did not treat her very nicely. They, you know, at one point she went to his hotel room just to like chat, and they ended up kind of like getting a little busier than they thought maybe. And then like the next day he told her that he regretted it and he didn't want his daughter seeing that. And then later in the season, this is what we've heard. This is not, you know, this is alleged, I guess, mm-hmm. that he told her, that he loved effing her. And that was like the closest he'd got to saying he loved anyone or anything on that season. And then in the end, he didn't choose her. He chose Nikki, and she kind of lost it on him. And that was great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we know her from Paradise. Like, I think at that time, we just were probably making fun of her because she was shown to be talking to a raccoon. Mm-hmm. And Ashley, I was kind of mean to her about, like, why is she here? She's so old. Like, she kind of was the cougar at that point. Mm-hmm. And that was quite a while back. And now she's 38 and will be turning 39, like 1 week into the season. So by far, like far and away, one of the oldest bachelorettes we've had. I think hardly any have been over 30. So it's, I think that's exciting from that perspective as well.
It's very exciting. And I said on Twitter and I said in my blog post, I think one of the reasons we loved Hannah was how open and honest and vulnerable she is and was. And I think Claire has done that throughout her entire career in the Bachelor franchise. So I'm excited to see that. I think we will get that from her. Plus, I don't think she's going to F around or be F'd around or, you know, have people play mind tricks on her or convince her of anything that's not true. I think Claire knows better at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just really exciting that they would choose someone that we weren't expecting and kind of recognizing the way people were feeling about this, where they never recognize the way people are feeling. They always pick something that we don't like. So hopefully this carries through and it's an awesome season. And I'm looking forward to like a more diverse cast, even just in age-wise, like people that actually are going to take it seriously. I'm sure there'll be like Bachelor in Paradise fodder as well, but you know.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's something I've seen brought up a little bit is that if they do cast a little bit older for these older women, like, is there going to be a bunch of 40-year-olds running around the beach for the preteens from Peter season?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get some of those creeps for sure. Well, and then I think they were definitely already in the process of casting and already had people lined up. The rumor is that they had offered it to Hannah Brown, like they were going to get a repeat, which as much as we loved her, like maybe we wanted a little time off in between if that was the case.
I think so. I think in the future, another season of Hannah Brown would be fantastic. It's just not this soon. I think it's better for us. It's better for her.
Yeah, because the rumor is that it's like they couldn't agree on money. So it's like she doesn't need them right now. She's doing well. So yeah, why go back to them right now? So, yeah, it's very exciting. It almost, I would say, I think it made the Women Tell All feel even more of a letdown because it's like, I didn't watch the GMA. I just saw the news cycle. Mm-hmm. And so I think it would have been fun to like have her announced on the Women Tell All. But they never really do that because they're kind of gauging reaction. And this Women Tell All definitely seemed like they were setting this up for or testing out a Kelsey as the Bachelorette because she got a great edit and a lot of focus on her on this Women Tell All. What did you think about that?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. this Women Tell All was a tough one. I feel like usually they're a little tough to watch, but this one was like a lot more than usual. I think the last Women Tell All or Men Tell All we got was pretty good. So that kind of, you know, I would have liked to see better or something. I don't know what I was expecting. This is exactly what I was expecting. Who am I kidding? I just was like, I'm glad we spent it probably like 30 to 40 minutes of it finishing off Peter's fantasy suite dates.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't have to spend the whole hour just on the women talking over each other. We did get a resolution to the final three becoming the final two. I didn't expect Maddie to show up. I was a victim of the next time on The Bachelor. I thought there was going to be some drama, like she didn't show up and he had to chase after her, or I think they even showed like just one rose on the table or something. So of course, no, that didn't happen. She just was fashionably late to the ceremony.
But I have a lot of questions. So then after the date, did Maddie just leave? Like, did they have any one-on-one time after that?
I don't think so.
Did she want to come back? Did the producers make her come back? Like,
did they wave a contract over her head and like, you have to show up to the rose ceremony no matter what?
Yeah, I feel like we're missing some pieces.
Well, Peter seemed just so upset, nervous, walking around, talked to Chris a little bit there. So I don't think they had any other communication, and he might not have known where she was. That's my thought.
Yeah.
And then we got that dramatic, where's Maddie? Of the two other women standing there.
Will Holston pointed something out. In the preview from last week, I think it was Justin Feinberg. Sorry. On last week's preview, the where's Maddie was, you know, a closed caption, and they spelled Maddie M-A-D-D-I-E. And then on this week's, it was M-A-D-I or however she spells it.
Oh, funny. Different people working that day. let's see. So he calls Hannah Ann first, kind of the more obvious choice. Mm-hmm. It's down to Maddie and Victoria. Did you have a sense of where he was going to lean?
I couldn't see Maddie showing up just to be sent home.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, like, he seems so relieved to see Maddie.
Right.
That it was hard for me to see him sending her home.
Mm-hmm. I think we had a first when she accepts the rose, and she was very slow to even walk up there. She just looked really upset, dejected, like she didn't want to be there. Then she accepts the rose. They're both looking down, and he's like, "Do you accept this rose?" "Yeah." "Are you sure?" I don't know if we ever got someone say, "Are you sure? You sure you don't want to like turn this down?" So it seems like it's just so weird. It's a weird way to continue on, I feel like.
I agree. It was odd. We'll see.
Yeah. I noticed too on the Women Tell All, we didn't really get a lot of times we have, and maybe it's because of the spoiler age or, but we didn't have any opinions of the women talking about the finalists. You know, usually it's like, okay, who are you rooting for? But mm-hmm. I think in recent seasons, they haven't done that so much, or they haven't really talked through what's going to happen, or like, oh, he's a great guy, I wish him the best. It was just drama that they wanted to get into.
Yeah.
And it was the same old drama that we've seen this season that we weren't really enjoying. Who stood out to you in either a good or bad way? Because there are a lot of people I don't remember that were in the back row.
I thought McKenna thought she came off well, but she just comes off like she's been on Pinterest too much, and that's where all of her opinions are coming from.
Right.
Now I'm really starting to buy into the, like, she wants to be a meme with like the complete arm shaking and how dare you.
Right.
It just, in like the cadence of how she was saying it was so odd. I didn't think Tammy came off super well. I feel like she could have like been a little more sorry. Because what she did say was like not really that cool.
It was kind of one of those like non-apologies, like, well, I already apologized. I don't think I need to apologize to you.
Yeah.
And it was sort of the two camps. Like she, like what she said with Kelsey, it was really not cool. With McKenna, it was just kind of seemed like personality clash, and McKenna was taking it like way more personal than it really was. Like they just didn't get along.
Yeah. So. Like I feel like Kelsey has way more reason to be upset than McKenna does. I think McKenna is just an interesting gal. I thought Kelsey did come off pretty well. She for the most part was calm, cool, collected,
making fun of herself a bit.
Yeah, I thought Victoria F had a pretty good night. I don't think she faced the fire nearly as much as she probably could have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, weren't even sure like that, like the third person would even be on this show. So
yeah, Victoria P came off pretty badly in my opinion.
Yeah.
She was just like backtracking. I don't think any of the girls really believe what she's selling. I do think she was being pretty fake, and I don't love throwing that out very often. But it just something was off. I just don't really know.
With the whole Aaliyah thing, and there were other girls trying to call her out on it. Like, well, why did you hug her? Why did you do this? She's like, oh, you know, I'm kind of weird. It's like, that wasn't really an excuse. So. Yeah.
It was so like it's kind of like when people are like, oh my god, I'm like so random, like I'm so random. Yeah. It's like you're not random, you're just like you think you're doing what we want you to do, and it's just like not the case.
Right, you're avoiding the question. You're not telling us really. Did you know her? You know, why did you lie about that? Yeah, she didn't want to get into it. I thought Lexi came off really bad. She just seemed like she was somebody who we liked a lot. And then on this just seems so invested in the drama and taking one side versus the other. I think she could have risen above it instead of trying to like double down on Aaliyah. And I thought Aaliyah came off really well.
I did too. We didn't see much from Alexa, but I think she came off fine. I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love her weird stans. Her eyeshadow was fantastic.
Her top.
Yeah, just everything. We are here for Alexa. I feel like I wish she got some more speaking time because I think she really could have been like, hey, guys, stop. Like, what are you doing?
I think she's going to be my prediction for her. She'll be in Paradise, but she'll be like one of the last episodes and they won't give her a chance. But it'll be like, here's like this normal hot girl that's going to show up when they want all the dramatic people first.
She should be day one. Yeah, give me day one, Alexa, or give me death.
I almost can't picture like any women from older seasons being on Bachelor in Paradise cast. It's like just going to be the entire Peter season is going to be on Bachelor in Paradise. You know, they didn't pick Bachelorette from it. And so it's like they're all a shoo-in. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We had a couple hot seat segments. It was just Kelsey and Victoria. And like you said, they went pretty easy on Victoria. And even like her elimination with Peter, she seemed pretty calm about the whole thing or not that affected by it.
Yeah, and I appreciate that she kind of, when she talked to Peter, she did take responsibility for her actions and how she was reacting to him and how she treated him. Mm-hmm. You know, she was like, I watched that and it was uncomfortable and I'm sorry. I'm sorry I put you through that.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the show kind of wants to do more with her? Like she would be on Bachelor in Paradise and that's why they kind of went easy on her. Just because she just sort of said like, it's absolutely not true. The rumors that I break up marriages and, you know, Chris just kind of left it at that and kind of praised her like, you're so articulate, you communicate well. And she kind of made fun of how she couldn't communicate on the show and how bad it was. And it kind of seems like they're not making the villain out of her. Like they maybe tried to do when it was airing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think they're done with her yet. I can see her being not a day one paradise, but
day three paradise. Yeah.
Late arrival, but not too late. Because she'll bring the drama there, I think, too. And let's see. We had a segment with Rachel Lindsay that I wasn't expecting, and it was not a happy topic.
No.
What'd you think of this?
So Rachel came on to talk about some of the hate the women were facing and just really, really awful things, some really racist things. If you yourself are commenting or sliding into any of these people's DMs about like and saying anything like this, like reevaluate what you're doing. I don't think our beloved listeners would ever do something like that. It made me sad. Mm-hmm. We obviously know that this stuff is going on. We're not blind to it. Especially a lot of it seemed directed to the women of color of the season, which is really, really, really upsetting. Mm-hmm. And also not as unexpected as I would like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rachel is a good person to come talk about this because she's so smart and eloquent and has experienced these things. I'm glad they're talking about it, but the Bachelor can't pretend like they're not playing a role in showing the drama or showing moments of these women that could lead to them getting hate online.
Mm-hmm.
Like it really felt like they were trying to be like, we hands clean. We didn't do this. Look, we're talking about it. Mm-hmm. We brought Rachel to talk about it. Like we didn't have anything to do. It's like, come on guys. Like we're not stupid. You know what you're doing.
These comments are totally over the line. Like you shouldn't even be tagging people in just like a negative take or something. Like just, they don't have to be tagged, but to like direct message someone in like any kind of hate, that's totally unfounded. But yeah, the show, it is known to some of the speculation of why Kelly wasn't there is because like she wasn't really like maybe good with production or maybe not happy with how the show portrayed her, because we were speculating that they did Frankenbiting with her words and made her like sound like she was saying these things about the women that she wasn't saying, and maybe they didn't want her there so they didn't invite her.
Yeah, one thing I also read, again, I don't know how true this is, but I had seen something that one of the women had a traumatic incident in their past that they didn't want to talk about on the show. And the producers kept trying to bring it up.
Mm.
And they kept trying to get Peter to ask this woman questions about, he didn't really realize what he was saying, but Kelly kind of caught on to what was going on, and she like chewed out one of the producers for it. Again, that is hearsay and speculation, but right. I mean,
wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah,
that's the case. And then Natasha was also missed on the show, but it came out that she just had an obligation that she couldn't be there, so she was invited. So yeah, it's too bad about that. We also saw a preview, Haley, for the show everyone is talking about.
This is our job and we don't talk about it.
We have never been talking about it. But because I think they're going to draw from these people for Paradise, I feel like we have to watch the show.
Okay. Oh no, why?
No.
Yes.
Preview did not get me excited at all. Like I was open to like, oh, okay, if this is a really good preview, maybe there's something that would make me want to watch it. No.
And I think it's because in the last 2 days I've been extremely consumed with Love is Blind, and I have such a brilliant show that it's
just finished it up this weekend too.
Great. So audience, if you want Amy and I to podcast about it, I don't know if we're going to find time, but I would be open to doing a quick little pod about the whole season.
Yeah, for sure.
Let
it's
us know.
Crazy show.
But that was so interesting and well done, I thought,
mm-hmm.
That it's hard for me to look at. What is it called?
Listen to your heart.
Yeah. I'm just like not interested in it.
Yeah. And then I think because they have to cast fairly talented musicians, like, I don't know that they're going to get the best casting that way. You know, it's like putting like a requirement on everybody that they're going to cast for a season. So it doesn't seem like it's going to, you know, produce like amazing songs or amazing drama.
Like, how many episodes is this? Is it more than four? I think
four would be, well, if they want I'm going to think, okay, it starts April 13th and Bachelorette usually starts like at the very end of May. So I have a feeling they're going to want to make it lead up to that. So almost 2 months would be my guess. And it looks like they get guest judges in there. I saw Caitlin and Jason in there. Rita
and Jason
Wilson
randomly. Yeah.
Somebody sang with the plain white tees. Like, shocker that they could get them.
Yeah, I've heard their schedule's pretty filled up these days.
Yeah. So, yeah, we shall see. But we'll have, at least have a little bit of a hiatus. Because the finale, 2 nights next week. And apparently, Chris Harrison says, even Peter doesn't know how it's going to end. What can that mean? Or is it just a lie?
I don't know. Like, is something actually crazy going to happen?
Like, is he going to propose to someone live and he doesn't? Is it just like he doesn't know if she'll say yes? Or like, I have to think nothing's going to happen or there's going to be no decision in Australia. Right? Because how would he know unless he changes his mind and does an Ari or Jason type thing?
Yeah, I just don't know.
Or one of them just declines or leaves at this point.
Or both of them leave.
Right.
Or he breaks up with
the producer.
He breaks up with one before the proposal spot and then the other one leaves anyway.
Oh, that'd be so good. That would be something different.
But then what do we do?
Right. And then we see him, like, it looks like they show him outside somebody's house. They show him his mom saying that line, bring her home to us. So it'll all be revealed next week. So I'm still invested in that final resolution of it all, but
yeah,
just not super invested in kind of the whole story of, like, I don't really like feel strongly about one of these women over the other, which never happens. I usually have a strong opinion on who the guy should end up with or the girl should end up with. So let's see. I definitely don't have a strong opinion on our draft results.
I have a strong one. It's strongly negative.
Yeah. Because neither of us have a finalist.
Nope. So, we're done. We're out. And we can't even get like bachelorette points. Because literally, you know,
what are the chances?
Yeah, that they literally predated us.
Yeah, so yeah, Matt is just running away with this and he's going to collect all the points next week, no matter what happens. If I have the right one pulled up, let me see here. Let's see. George at George CTV updated Rehapsular draft. Matt Ligori still leads with 210 points. I got 172 points thanks to 9 out of 10 of my women showing up for the Women Tell All. And then you have Haley 113 losing Victoria F, and no one got the 12 points for Claire. So that is where we're at. Congrats, Matt. This is one of those, I don't know, we're dipping backwards here. We're sliding back. But good on him for seeing something in Madison and Hannah Ann. All right, so we do have questions to help us figure out anything we may have missed in our coverage since the way when we're all talking over each other. I'm sure there's something that will be enlightened here in our questions. First up is a email. This is from Kaya. I am hoping Victoria F. does not go on any other Bachelor shows such as Paradise, partially because the internet has been so over the top and rude to her, just about the whole homewrecker thing, and it feels just a little bit sexist, especially because she did not cheat on anyone. I don't want to seem like I'm defending her, but other than her incompatibility with Peter and lack of communication skills, she does seem like a genuine person who is willing to own up to her mistakes and maybe could benefit from therapy. So I truly do not hate her as much as many others seem to. If you had to pair her with anyone from Bachelor Nation to date that you think would actually work, who would you choose? And thanks. I love the podcast. Thanks, Kaya.
Yeah, I think Kaya brings up a great point of the homewrecker thing. She was not the married one in these alleged relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, what I think everyone could benefit from therapy. And also, she might benefit from Bachelor Nation or Bachelor, whatever that show is. Bachelor in Paradise. Hmm. Hear me out. When we finished Colton's season, I don't think we had super high opinions of Kaylin.
Right.
And I think going into Bachelor in Paradise, we did not have super high opinions of Kaylin. And then she ends up with Dean and makes the right choice to leave. And now they're in a cute relationship and everyone seemed to forgot about Kaylin mm-hmm. and what she did in the past. So if Victoria can get herself in a cute relationship with somebody, I think all sins are forgiven, it seems like.
I mean, look at Crystal. I mean, we liked her on that show. I don't think we ever really came around and liked Chris, and now they're not together anymore. But it did wonders for Crystal's reputation going on that show. A lot of people didn't like Nick, and then they liked him enough that he was the Bachelor later on. So
Evan?
Oh my gosh, Evan. We hated him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it could be maybe she takes a summer off and comes back in a year, too. Could be an option. But, yeah, I think we will see her. But who would you like to see her with?
I can't even think of anyone right now.
Yeah, like, it's hard now.
Who's even on Hannah's season?
Right. It's easier to think of, like, after the Bachelorette season, because we've just seen the two seasons back to back. I don't really like any. I mean, Tyler, but I don't think he doesn't need to come back on these shows. I don't see them together. Then the other finalist was Luke P. So no. Mike Johnson. I think who else from her season was even on.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of
Connor.
Anything.
Ooh, her and Connor might be good. Give me that. That's a good one.
That could be good.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another email from George. Here in the Nashville area, weather coverage was airing instead of The Bachelor. So my questions are based on some Twitter comments I read during the show. If The Women Tell All was a political debate, which of the women had the best showing and won the night? I read Victoria F. got off easy by Chris Harrison on the hot seat with comments saying that was the show's way of getting her presentable for BIP. Who can you see going to BIP at this point? And can you predict any of their opening credit segments? All right, we'll stop there with these questions. So we kind of talked about kind of who stood out in a good way, but who do you think won the night?
Us, when we got to turn the TV off.
Yes, I think otherwise second place would probably be Kelsey. She got that coveted end segment where she was like,
yeah,
like having fun with audience members. I wasn't super compelled by that, but it just seemed like they really, you know, were pushing her. I showed up to also give her a giant thing of champagne.
Yeah.
Randomly.
I could see every single one of these women being on Bachelor in Paradise.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, we know what Kelsey's segment is going to be. Opening credit.
Yep. Okay. It's going to be popping a bottle. I hope Alexa's is like doing a strip of wax.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy
will do some kind of body slam of somebody.
Yeah. McKenna will be like some weird face thing.
Yeah. Alea, maybe like a pageant thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney will be there. I don't know what she would have, though.
Yeah. I don't think Victoria P. will be there, but I could be wrong.
Mm. Yeah. Lexi, don't know. Yeah. I can't think of anyone else that had, like, any kind of major thing that we'll remember them by. And then do you think one of the, whoever Peter doesn't choose, do you think she will be there?
If it's Hannah Ann, yes. If it's Madison, no.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And then George also asks, regarding Claire as the next Bachelorette, I read some men that were rumored to be in her season have now been told they are cut due to their age of 25 being too young. Will her season end up being the oldest cast we have seen? And with all the complaints the show has gotten this season for overproducing for the sake of drama, do you think they will back off and give her a more legitimate chance to find love, or will her season be filled with the usual manufactured chaos and again be the most dramatic ever? Thanks as always, George.
I'm hoping they give her a good cast.
Mm-hmm.
I am cautiously optimistic, we'll say.
Right. I'm sure there'll still be drama. There'll be guys there with an ulterior motive. Just because they're older doesn't mean they necessarily have the best intentions still.
Yeah.
They might have businesses to promote and all of that. There's I'm watching Married at First Sight right now, and there's a guy there that clearly just wanted to promote his personal training. Like, he did not want to actually marry this chick. So
that's upsetting.
Yeah, and he's a little bit older, and you'd think like they can portray that whole like, yeah, I'm ready to settle down. And
yeah.
Yeah. So
I was talking to one of my friends about Married at First Sight. Or no, at Love is Blind.
Yeah, similar.
And she was like, isn't that show so crazy? Like, isn't it wild? I was like, oh, like, I didn't think it was that crazy, but I think I'm desensitized to dating shows at this point. Like, Married at Sight is way crazier to me.
Yeah, that is crazier. Because at least Love is Blind, they have a chance to like change their mind if they want to. I think with Love is Blind, like, the craziest thing for me was when I would look at the screen, it would be like 4 days in, and then it's like, will you marry me?
Yeah.
It's like 4 days. That is crazy. Let's see. This is another email. Hi, Amy and Haley. Good job with commentary as always. Am I the only one creeped out by Peter's mother saying, bring her home to us in the previews? They sound like a cult. Andy.
Yeah, it's just like getting weirder and weirder as we go along.
That just reminds me, because when I said, am I the only one creeped out by Peter's mother, I was thinking of that scene. We didn't talk about the
scene that they made out in the car. Yeah, no, thank you.
We forgot about these wonderful viewing parties that we have to visit every season. And
I didn't forget about it. I just don't care.
Yeah.
Until Chris Harrison shows up at my house, I do not care.
Right. We didn't even talk about bloopers. I don't think there's anything that stood out that well. I was shocked. I saw Kelly appear on one of them. It seemed like they were trying to edit her out of every scene.
A lot of bugs in hair. Like, I'm tired of bugs in hair.
Yeah. Where was I listening? I think on Ashley I's podcast, she was referring to, they had interviewed Chris Harrison, and she directly asked him, I didn't listen to this interview, but she had directly asked him, why wasn't Kelly on Women Tell All? And he said something like, oh, she wasn't a big part of our story this season, which is total BS.
Fucking lie.
Yeah. But yeah, with the way they showed, like, this season on, like, they didn't show Kelly whatsoever. So yeah, they made it like she wasn't a big season part of the season, but she was a huge part of it, especially at the early days.
Yeah.
Suzanne asks, McKenna invited Tammy to Canada so she can learn how to be nice. Who else is invited to Canada, and what skills will they learn while they're there?
Like, again, I just feel like she thought she was going to get a clap at the end of that speech, and she didn't.
She's like insulting all the other women there, like most of the audience. Like, we can be nice too.
You were making fun of Canada, but maybe you should come to Canada and learn how to be nice. Yeah. I was like, McKenna, come on.
You taught me how I don't want to be. Like, thank you for the lesson.
Thank you. You have done great things for me, and that I don't want to be like that. How dare you? How dare you?
Yes.
You can come to my house and learn from me. God, nobody wants to learn anything from me because I'm not good at things and I'm not a good teacher.
Decorating? I like your decorating.
Thank you. You could do that.
DIY.
Well, watching TV with me. It's not learning, it's just watching TV with me.
Training a rescue cat?
That cat is a demon, so I'm not doing a great job training. He's not a demon, he just is a kitten, you know? Yeah. He's just excited.
Yeah. I don't know who else. Like, I wasn't sure if she's inviting, like, any other people we should just send to Canada. Like, maybe not to your house, but...
Yeah, maybe don't send all the bad people to Canada?
Yeah.
You got a reptile.
You got Astrid. Like, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Tess Hagen, so we kind of addressed this, but do we know why Kelly wasn't there? So we don't know exactly, but we know she wasn't invited. So I hope it comes out. Like, I hope she gets to, like, gets on a podcast at some point where she spills the beans.
Or maybe, maybe Peter ends up with her, and so she couldn't be there.
Ooh. That'd be good. Kate Wright, did y'all see the Listen to How Your Heart promo during the episode? I still have low expectations, but it looked less terrible than I thought.
I watched it. I heard clips from Shallow way too many times. Is that the only song they have the rights to?
Maybe. I mean, they kept comparing, like, it's a real life Star Is Born.
Spoiler alert. Doesn't somebody die in that? I haven't seen the movie, the original or the original or the new one.
Right. But yeah, it's not a happy ending.
I will not see it. I have no interest.
I kind of regret seeing it because it was
what
like,
I did
me.
Watch this week, Amy. Mm-hmm. You know, I got really inspired by watching that movie last week for the Hallmarkies podcast.
That's a good one.
I watched two movies on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
One, Leap Year. Great movie.
Okay.
Two, one of our mutual favorites that's now on Netflix, You've Got Mail.
Classic.
Ugh. Ethan had never seen it, so
you have to then.
I tricked him. He said, Haley, do you feel like watching a movie today? And I said, Ethan, I do feel like watching a movie. Uh-huh. He said, what do you feel like watching? And I just got like my devil horns grew out of the back of my head, and I said, You've Got Mail. And he was like, okay, cool, we'll watch that. He wanted to watch a movie.
Right. He didn't specify like that. He didn't say, did you want to watch?
Didn't want to watch a rom-com, sucker.
Yeah. Yes.
But he lost on it. So it was fine. He laughed at multiple points during the movie.
You know, Dave Chappelle is in it. There's
yeah. What a shock.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Classic. Great movie. Yeah. So it's on Netflix now, at least here. I don't know if it always was, but
nice.
Yeah.
Will Holston, do you think the way everyone acted at Women Tell All was the last straw that convinced production to make Claire the Bachelorette?
What a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I really wonder if they're even looking at any of these women. Maybe Kelsey, but that's about it, right?
Yeah, I think they were looking at her, and then she didn't get like a huge like moment, even though she had a lot of screen time. There was not like a huge like overwhelming applause or anything. There were no signs really for her. There's maybe something about champagne, but yeah, maybe if I don't think so. And obviously like Victoria wasn't going to be chosen, so Kristen Zupt, has anyone accepted a rose less enthusiastically than Maddie? Don't think so. It looked like she was forced, like she didn't want to at all.
Yeah,
or was she just like playing it up, like, you did something wrong and I'm going to make you feel it.
Ooh, good question. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
Justin Feinberg, has there ever been a cast of this show that has done such a 180 on how they feel about their lead than Peter's women have? At the beginning of the season, it seemed like most people doubted or questioned his intentions, but at the Women Tell All, he got lavish praise heaped upon him from all sides. No one seemed truly bitter over his rejecting them. Is this the reverse Ari?
Yeah, I'll give it that.
And then Lauren Pratt, who are the top contenders coming on VIP this year?
Okay, so I think Sydney, I think Alea, Marissa, who is a night one person, I can't imagine that she wasn't on the Women Tell All for the reason that they want her on VIP. Mm-hmm. I'll send a strongly worded letter if Alexa's not there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine them not putting Victoria on. Victoria F.
Right.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I would agree with all those picks. And yeah, I really hope this new show does not ruin the VIP cast. I don't want them on there. Maybe they all just pair up happily and we don't have to see them again.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Watch. We'll just like watch the premiere and we'll be totally hooked and it'll be like, oh my gosh, it's just like when Colton was the Bachelor and we thought we'd hate it and we're like, oh, we kind of like him now. Stranger things have happened, but not holding my breath. All right. Did Doug send you any takes for this episode?
Oh yeah. Good call. I almost forgot. Not many. I have no idea how you can sit through the Women Tell All episode. I have never managed to make it through one, and I would rather shove pencils in my ears than listen to them all yell at each other. I'm so thankful I can just listen to you and Amy tell me about it instead. Well, Doug, you're not going to listen to much of it because this is going to be a short podcast here, bye. I think they should make a PBS version of The Bachelor that's just sensible people going on hometown dates. This sounds great. I would watch it.
That would be good.
I really enjoyed Maddie's one-arm hug and saying only, yeah, when she accepted the rose. How much are the producers paying her to stay? No, Doug, the question is how much are the producers saying they'll sue her for if she leaves? It turns out that Virginia Beach natives Victoria F. and Bruce Smith both have checkered driving records, and my dad is now hoping they will meet and fall in love while in traffic court. For those of you who forgot, I think Bruce Smith is the former Buffalo Bills player,
right,
that we talked about when Doug was on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And that's all. Roll Tide.
Yeah.
So that's even Doug good. Didn't have much to say about
no,
this.
No, no. It's fitting. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we will have much to say, I assume, coming next week because it's two episodes. So I think
why must they torture us?
I don't know. And we haven't yet decided if we're going to do one podcast or two. Usually we
just do one.
Yeah.
We're doing one.
And we're working on question. Yeah. We're working on getting an exciting guest host with us.
Yeah. So now we're going to have to check and see if they're available.
Right. But yeah, we may need help breaking it down and we have somebody in mind for that. So stay tuned for that. All right, Haley, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_, and you can check out my blog, strongtakes.ca.
And you can find me on Twitter @RHAPRecapper. All right, we'll talk next week. Bye.
Bye.